CliffCentral.com.
It is time to catch up with Phil Kutzer. Here he is. Are you in your office, Phil?
No, morning. Guys. No, still at my house. Yeah.
Oh, well, it looks very. Look at this. This is very professional. This house of yours. It looks fantastic. I like those.
Thank you very much.
I like those shutters in the background. Is that the bar in the background there? What's going on there, Phil?
We can probably call it the bar. Yeah, that's just nice. Where all the glasses are.
Fantastic. We haven't spoken to you in a while, Phil. So first of all,
absolutely, yes, yeah.
Welcome back. Good to see you.
Last time I've heard you overseas, and yes.
I did. I went to Mexico. You'll be pleased to know I didn't take your new C-Class Mercedes with me to Mexico, but I've still been driving that, I have to just start off by saying again, I am having such fun driving this car, and it gets a huge amount of attention, by the way. Everywhere I go, including filling up with petrol, which has become, and we can discuss that in a minute, we've discussed it almost ad infinitum this week, but people are really sickling with the petrol price.
Yes.
First thing first, because you're the guy we go to for advice, is there any value to having diesel or petrol anymore, or are you going to be screwed by the fuel price either way?
Well, I mean, it's at these stages, it's more about it's a taste thing. I mean, your fuel consumption are pretty close to one another. I think your diesel are still better than petrol vehicles, especially. I mean, you've got the diesel one. I can't.
Correct.
I just need to go. Yeah. So okay. So that's the. I mean, that's as good as it gets. I mean, the C220. I mean, is the fuel consumption in that vehicle is phenomenal. So if you drive like very slow, like 100 kilometers per hour on the highway with cruise control on, you can probably get to like 21 kilometers per liter.
So, absolutely.
Which is fantastic. So, yeah.
A lot of us, when we buy a car, there used to be, the advice used to be diesel's better for fuel consumption. Diesel's better because it's the engine lasts longer. Is all of that still true?
The diesel will probably have a better trading value when the vehicle is still under maintenance, where it will be the other way around when you're buying and selling your petrol vehicle, when it's older than 100,000 kilometers or 5 or 6 years or so, then you'll probably get a better price for the petrol vehicle.
Okay.
So that's one of the things you can consider, is how long you're going to drive the car for.
So I've figured out a couple of things because I've now been driving this car for a few weeks, and there are a couple of things that, Leanne, you'll even be impressed by this. It has, first of all, tire pressure monitors on all the tires, so you can actually, while you're driving, see the tire pressure on each tire, and it also gives you the temperature of the air inside each tire, which is unbelievable. I mean, this is
it's amazing. I have to open my door and look and see if the veil looks a bit pop from the top.
Exactly. That's what I had to do with every other car I've driven up to now. Also, I mean, I know this is stupid, right? But this is one of the coolest things. You can change the color of the lights inside, and you can make it match the whole dashboard array. You've got, like, first of all, this screen that looks like an iPad. And
How do you find a screen? Is it convenient for you to use while you're driving?
Phil, any car
that's brand new now.
It's phenomenal. Any car that I drive after this that doesn't have that is going to feel like I'm driving something from the 90s because it's huge. It's got, it's unbelievably responsive because, you know, a lot of the cars, and I don't think I'm going to upset anybody by saying this, but a lot of the cars, they don't make iPads, they make cars. So a lot of the stuff was, especially in my old Land Rover, you used to have to press like a couple of times to get it to respond. In other words, it had almost like an old school touch screen, you know, like those ones that we used to have that were a bit soft to the touch. This is like this is like an iPhone. So you don't have
it's responsive.
Yeah. And it's incredibly intuitive. First of all, when you get in, from a safety point of view, because if you use the Mercedes app, which I've got, thanks again to you guys. Reynard helped me install that. So when you get in, you can actually put in a PIN code so it knows it's you. Then it goes to your seat settings, your temperature settings, your sound settings, everything. It's out of this world in terms of that. Which brings me to my second point that I wanted to talk to you about. I managed to talk my business partner, Rena, into buying a car from you. It didn't take much convincing because she knew you already. But she bought a brand new car from you guys. And I just, first of all, you explain what the car is because you'll know that better than me. And then I'll give you a little insight into her experience of buying a car from Phil. Because if you're on the fence, this will convince you.
Sure. Yeah. I think Rena was lovely to deal with. It was very easy. she had an idea of what she actually wanted. So I mean, it was easy to narrow it down on what the, you know, requirements was. So yeah, it was easy to deal with and it's one of her easiest customers.
So
I mean, Rina went for a test drive and then it was done. So yeah.
Yeah, but let's put this in perspective. I mean, first of all, she didn't have to leave the office. She arrived at the office one morning. You guys brought the car to her. And I know this is not just because of her. You do this for all of your customers. So the car arrives at the office. She leaves her car there, drives it for like a week, decides that she likes this car, comes back to the office. Someone actually arranged the license plates. They were put on there in the parking lot. She didn't have to leave the office. She signed all the papers. She gave you guys all the information that you needed. You gave her all the information she needed. You had a guy come around and show her how to use the system inside. And it was all done. She said, I've never, ever had to do this before. You're used to going, and I've always been used to going to a showroom. Then you have to sit there. And I mean, this is why, even though you guys are based in Ermelo, you can do this all over the country, right?
Sure.
You can do this for anyone. If someone's listening. If someone's listening in Cape Town now,
it's changing,
you can do it.
Yeah, I think the whole motor industry is changing to an online experience as well. I mean, you can do so much now. I mean, we can do a video call of the vehicle before going into a showroom. We can do all the paperwork, quotations, offer to purchases, everything online. It's luckily we've got those cars that can help us in the big cities with registration and licensing, which also makes it easier. It's such a hassle now to go and stand in queues there and wait for hours to get those documents. So that really helps and make the process smooth and easy for the customer, you know. Yeah.
Superb. I mean, listen, I haven't bought a new car in a long, long time, and I haven't had friends who have. And, you know, these days it can be a whole lot simpler. The systems are so much better. And it's also great to see a level of personal care and attention, because that's what makes the difference now. I mean, you can go online and you can find a car and you can find a price. Let's not kid ourselves. People are doing that anyway, right? That's what George makes his money out of. But
absolutely.
But you guys deliver, and I think this is amazing, a level of service which is just incredible. By the way, I follow you on Instagram, Davits Motors, and you were doing something, filming something yesterday. Do you want to tell us what that's all about?
So I came back. We were with Mercedes in the UK. So I came back yesterday afternoon. So I saw that as well on Instagram. So I still need to find out what the guys were doing.
What were you doing in?
I'm also interested. So yeah.
What were you doing in the UK?
We were with Mercedes. I mean, so we've got a different parts strategy for the future, where. You know, like distribution wise and logistics to get parts sooner to dealerships and, you know, service and maintenance vehicles quicker and just the whole process again for the customer to make it more smoother and make it a little bit more cost effective as well for the dealers as well. So we went there. Yeah, just interesting enough, I mean, while we were there, I mean, 30% of all vehicles now retail in the UK are electric.
30%, 30.
30%. Yeah, well, so one out of three cars. And that's with a very limited range as well. So it's unreal what's happening there already, you know. And so, I mean, we've got way less than 30% of our vehicles available that's electric. So, I mean, they're still all coming. But still, it's already one out of three. So, yeah, can't wait to see what's going to happen. Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take us, Phil, to get to the point where we're at one in three cars on the road?
It's difficult. I mean, so they didn't expect the uptake at all. I mean, it's massive for them as well. I mean, the places we were, I mean, in London and so forth, I didn't see charging stations all over the place. So I guess most of the people got it back at home, charging overnight or in the evening. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe at work when they're driving to work, maybe in basements or... So they're more kitted out there. So it depends. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get your charger with your car when purchasing electric vehicles, so which you can easily set up in your home. So right. Yeah, I mean, then the $1 million question is: are we going to have power to charge it? But amazing. I suppose, I mean, there's some ways around it as well.
Well, it's funny. They are putting up these charging stations all over the place. In fact, we get regular updates because George Meany is such an electric vehicle fan. And he tells us about how they're installing these charging stations all over South Africa. And they'll soon be as many of them as there are petrol stations. And then people won't have to stress about that range thing, which is still the only issue at the back of people's minds that bothers them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think another thing that you need to take in consideration is the type of station they're going to put up. I mean, you get AC chargers and DC, and obviously there's a time difference on the charging time. So if you can sleep over on your trip, I mean, that will make it way easier. But if you need a fast charging, like let's call it between 30 minutes and an hour and a half, it's going to be a different charging station, which is also way more expensive than the AC ones.
Have sales picked up this year? Because obviously there were those delays because every car manufacturer in the world has been stuck because of these microchip problems.
Unreal.
But you say chip issue, it's picked up?
So, yeah, I think it's going better. I mean, on passenger cars as well as commercial vehicles. I mean, commercial vehicles is also a big part of our business. So, just interesting, I mean, with the whole Russian war and all, I mean, vehicles aren't going out to Russia anymore. So now, I mean, if you've put your hand up, I mean, you're probably going to get more stock this year, vehicles that should have gone to Russia. So we're anxious on seeing if they can redistribute those vehicles, that we can get a little bit more this year, so which will help. Really well. So I mean, it's because we are short and we're selling out of pipeline. So you need to order today and get your vehicle in 3 or 4 months at the moment. So it's not like the past where you come into the showroom and you pick one and you drive off. So yes.
Well, you can follow Divit Motors as I do, and you can find out more DEWIT Motors on Instagram. You can also get to their website, dewits.co.za, and Phil and all the other brilliant people there will help you out. And they really are doing exciting things. You need to, obviously, if you want to get a new car in 2-3 months' time, get your orders in ASAP, because they are looking at pipeline and supply problems here, not demand. Demand is high. Supply is the only issue. That's a better problem to have than the other way around, right?
there's a fine line, you know. I mean, it's always, I mean, would you like too much stock, you know, rather than too little? So, but yeah, I mean, it's working in some ways, but we can do with better. I mean, we're selling. We used to be close to 28,000 vehicles per year. And last year it's obviously on a national basis, and last year we were under 10,000. So if we can take it back to around about 15,000, I think we're in the money. So
awesome. Well, listen, Phil, always good to catch up with you, and thanks for making time for us this morning. We will see you again
soon. 100%.
And make sure that those people in Ermelo behave themselves.
Thank you, mate.
All right, very good.
Cheers, Leanne.
Cheers. Nice to see you. There's Phil Kutzer from Divit Motors. You can find out more by going to their website, dewits.co.za. And they do, as I can vouch for with my business partner, Rena, buying a new car. And she bought it just like any other customer, I can promise you. No special treatment. That's how they treat people. It's amazing. You don't have to leave your house or office.
Yeah. The last car I saw her driving was the convertible, right?
No, she's canned that.
So she's had that for so many years. This was a big thing for her.
Yeah, she's changed to a lovely little Mercedes, and it's beautiful. I drove in it on Wednesday. We had to go to a meeting, so I said, we're going to your car this time. Anyway, so that's cool. And if you want to find out more, you can find him on the web. CliffCentral.com.